came liftoff yesterday. And we're still trying to figure out what in the world is going on with Bittul Chometz, if the Dikus Chometz, if the Reis, if it's the Rabbanon. You know, the famous last words, we're still trying to figure this out. I have a feeling that around May time, we're still going to be saying, we're still trying to figure this out. This is like the Yesoda Yesodas, the entire first practice of Pesach. So yesterday, at least we got the ball rolling, we had started with the Shittas HaRan. So the Ran tackled this question, why did Chazal institute B'dikas Chometz? What was wrong with the good old days? What was wrong with Bittul Chometz? If you ask my Shabbat, all you needed was Bittul Chometz. The Ran said, and that's Rashi, the reason is, because Shemalei Vata B'Lev Sholem, we're afraid that the person may not be Vata Chometz with the whole heart. And therein lies the problem. So the Ran said, what do you mean? Shemalei Vata B'Lev Sholem. That's assuming that Bittul Chometz is taking place B'Lev. If Bittul Chometz would have taken place the Pat, so then, usually B'Lev Sholem said the words, but didn't say the words. So it's clear as day. Says the Ran, that Bittul Chometz requires Machshava, doesn't require Diva, doesn't require Peh, Nabash Valev. And that's what set into motion the Chashash with the Rabban and Shem Levat of Lekshu. The problem that the Ran now has to go on to explain is why is this phenomenon true? My high, why is it that Bittul suffices, the Peh, Abeh, Valev, why is it that you don't actually require Bittul Peh? So in order to explain this, the Ran began a long, long discussion as to what Bittul Chometz is all about. And the Ran basically is creating for us almost like a hybrid model, like a tough word these days in the school system, it's a hybrid model. So combining different facts. I think we're in a hybrid model right now. So on the one hand, Bittul is definitely rooted in Hefker. There's no way that anybody could say that Bittul is not part of the sugya of Hefker. That was the Gemara that Bava Amar Beis. On the other hand, the Ran says, to simply declare that Bittul is pure Hefker in the classic mode of Hefker is also not a tenable position. Because there are so many kashas. Who remembers? No, let's rattle more quickly. Chazar, what were the three kashas? No, who's going to tell me? Who's going to share me three kashas? It's online, offline. What three kashas? No, we got three kashas.
Hefker has to be B'Peh.
Hefker's got to be B'Peh. What else?
Whoever says the word hefker, meaning it's afrodara, it says afrodara.
No, it's not even the wash of the hefker, the wash is off base.
And then the halachos of hefker, the thing has to be taken out of the property to be considered no longer.
Well, according to the Yasi, it's got to be magia or shusa, it's got to be magia to the shusa of the makabel. So there are so many kashas. So the answer to all these kashas comes around and develops the following model. It all starts with the Gemara and the Avodah Mevez. The Gemara tells us that Chometz is Eina B'Shusa Shemadu. The Chometz doesn't belong to a person anyway. Even before he gets involved with being mafkid, being mivat, it's not his enemy. You know why? Because it's also Sivanga. The Shnei Devam Eina B'Shusa Shemadu, it doesn't belong to him altogether. And therefore, fundamentally, he shouldn't have been over by Rabbi Matzah ever. There's never a time for you to be Rabbi Matzah, ever, ever, ever. Because it's not yours, it's not Shulcha. That it's as if it's b'shusay, as if it's his, even though in reality in the moment it's not his. So the real goal on Erev Pesach is not really truly to be mafkir, something that really belongs to you in the first place. That's not what I'm trying to do. My agenda in Erev Pesach is simply to sign off on something that B'lav Hoch is after. That's the goal of what I'm trying to accomplish. How do you do that? That's the Pashat Terim, that's Chirishatav Tashpisu. Tashpisu means that you have to be quote unquote mafkir, something that's already hafkir. It's already there to happen before you started, but never chasa kaskin b'shusa. So the Mitzvah Terim is that you have to be mafkir it, but the standards of hefker don't have to be the real, true standards of hefker, because it's not really hefker. It is hefker before you even start. So what you're doing is not a mice of hefker. It's already mufkavi. And therefore, zozayin, the dibur is a shvach, the dibur anymore. The lashon they're using is just a shmacha lashon. It's not megillah shus ha'achir. Who cares? You're doing it for machshava. It doesn't have to give me dibor. Who cares? So the answer to all three kashers is who cares? You know why? Because this is not real hefker anyway. So the net result, the end result is hefker, but the method that was used to reach that end result is not bound by the regular limitations of Hilchos Hefker. So if you want to use really, really razzle-dazzle lumdus, it becomes hefker mitzah ha-chavtzeh. But it wasn't the mice hefker mitzah ha-what? Mitzah ha-gavra, because the gavra didn't really have to do, because you're ready for the end. And therefore, all three of those hesitations of yesterday, four by the wayside. Yes, Mr. Alter.
But the time at which you're doing this bitul is a time when chametz is not yet aser.
Oh, so. Mr. Alter, the chametz is a multi-million-dollar question. You have to wait till the Zayim and Aleph. Can you hang in there?
I can hang in.
Knowing, I would put that at February, March time. Okay? Got it? Okay. Maybe by then we'll have a mess. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But basically, back to our story. So this is the theory of the Ran. So it's Gevaldik. It's Ran's favorite. Because the Ran has put a Hagdorah on the fact that Bittul is done to leave. And therefore, the Chashash, Hashem Rehachim of Sholem makes sense. And therefore, the necessity for Bdikah B'dirabon and all fits into place. So we have Hashem Yav Mahalach in the Sukkim. Of course, it's only as true as the Ran's premise is. Does anybody disagree with the Hilchos Ran? Does anybody say that Bittul does require Dibur? So the answer is yeah, absolutely. And the Ran himself, in the second parak, actually quotes such an opinion. So notwithstanding what the Ran says in the Aleph of an Aleph, proving beyond the shadow of a doubt that Bittul is believed, there was a dissenting view, doesn't tell you who was Yeshayim. Who say that Avad and Avad, Bittul requires Dibur. I, the Gemara says, Mavatli, the Levi, must make the Levi, what does the Ran say? What does Levi mean? What does Mavatli believe? Was there another Mamkabis? The other Ran, yeah, the Mamkabis, the Ran.
You don't need to hear it. You don't need to hear yourself say it.
Yeah, the Ran says, Ikim on the Pirish on the sixth of the Mamkabis, the Levi of the Afkil, the Levi Shain, Tzach, Lashmir, Yasmav. Of a Tzach, Shain, Tzach, Shmosov. The Lashon B'libo is lavdav, because Lashon B'libo just means you don't have to say it too loud. But of course you have to say it. And why was this other opinion convinced that you have to say it? Because we all know, at least some of us know, we should all know. I mean, we shared a bit, no, but don't feel bad. Devarim Shemalei Veinim Devarim. It is inconceivable for a person to create a chalais with just Mashab alone. Devarim Shemalei Veinim Devarim. Klal Gon Lehen Alocha. And since Dvarim Shavalei Veinim Dvarim, it is inconceivable that Bittul should be Chal B'Lei, and therefore you need Lei to be Svasa. Now the Ran himself buys into that Svara of Dvarim Shavalei Veinim Dvarim. The only reason why the Ran holds that Bittul was the exception of the rule to why? And what was the reason? Why does the Ran hold? Chazar, no? Why does the Ran hold that Bittul was the exception to the rule?
It's not real Hefker.
Because it's not real Hefker anyway. You're not really doing anything. It's ready to move because of the Ayurveda. But the Ikaron, the Ran says that Yesh Ayrim were theoretically right. They're wrong practically. But in the perfect world, before the fact the Shnei Dvarim Shel Shaladim, the Yesh Ayrim were right that Bittul should have required Dibur because Lo Shel Levinim Dvarim. So at the end of the day, there's a Machlekes the Ran of the Yesh Ayrim. At the end of the day, obviously the Yesh Ayrim cannot go because the Ran's whole theory about the requirement of Bidik Shel Levat Halei Shalim, that's ridiculous, that's absurd. There's no Shem Yivat and Lechshalim if Bittul isn't alive anyway. So clearly the Yishalim had a different take on the sugya. But now, although there's a nuance of Machlekes, it's not a nuance, this is critical. This is like world-changing Machlekes. But in terms of the sugya of Devarim Shavlevi and of Devarim, both the Ran and the Yishalim agree that Bittul should have been subject to that limitation. The Yishalim says not only should have been, but it actually is the Maisa. And the Ran parts ways with the Yesh Ayrim only because the Shnei Dvarim Shel Shaladim, because it's called the Shvisa after we said yesterday. So I want to stop for a second and analyze Bein the Yesh Ayrim and Bein the Ran. Although they are parting ways, the Maskana, they both agree with Chayshin Mishpat, Dvarim Shel Levin and Dvarim should have played out here. Lulei Dechidish Atayr, that it's not real heaven. And I want to know, is that true or not? Is that a correct application of Amshul Levin Medvarim, or is that an incorrect application of Amshul Levin Medvarim? So how would you begin to analyze that question? If you saw around, you saw Yesh Ha'Ivrim, but they both agree that fundamentally Karol Amshul Levin Medvarim plays out here, and the Ran only disagrees because of the quirk, I'd ask you, does that make sense to you? Do you agree with those Rishayim? Come on, you can be gutsy, you can argue with Rishayim. Not really. You can make believe your argument with Rishayim. What do you think? How would you even analyze my question? Well, you have to first learn the Sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu Dvarim. I mean, it's kind of unfair to discuss the details of something unless you know the Iker Sugya itself. You gotta go back to the basics, Kedusha Dafim Tes, to learn the Sugya carefully from Moshe Rabbeinu Dvarim, and see the engine that drove the Ran and drove the Yeshayim. And again, don't forget the Ran and Yeshayim only parted ways at the end of the road. But the Ikaron, they were on the same path. So they say, what's the famous Gemara? Famous Gemara, Kedusha Dafim Tes. How God the Zavim here said that to base where it is from. A fellow sold his house. He was planning on going to Aliyah. Well, even the Zavim overlong needed. At the time that he sold it, he didn't bother telling the Lekech that that's what his agenda was. And then what happened? His plans fell through. Why did his plans fall through? I don't know. Nefesh fell through. I don't know. Coronavirus came. I don't know. He never ended up going to. And now he's in a big pickle. Why? Because he just sold his house. He comes to the Lekech and he says, let me tell you the following story. I only sold the house because I was planning on going to Aliyah. And now my issue didn't come through. I'm not really a student. I'm not really a color guy. I'm not really this. I have no idea where I'm coming and going. I think I'm being sent. They sent me home. I went to Uman. They tried to get back there in Israel. They sent me back. I can't get to where I got to go. So what happens? I want my house back. So what does Lekech say to him? What do I say? A famous words. One of those famous words in our shir tells him to go up.
Firm Shibalevin, I'm firm.
No, those are famous words. That's not famous words in our shir. Go fly a kite with Asher, you've been at the ship a long time, right? Go jump in a lake, right? That's the famous word. Go jump in a lake. I'll tell you why we haven't heard those words, because Lacey looked at this school. It's a chum, we didn't have Ali Dinam talking to each other. We just had people coming to rabbis with messed up foods. So, but in the old days, back in Balakama, when Reuben and Shimon were screaming at each other, but the general kind of in days then was, I say you owe me $100 because you broke my window, and the other guy says, go jump in a lake, okay? So that's what's happening over here. So the Lekech says, go jump in the lake. So the Mech says, we're going to jump in the lake. But I had in mind, don't need to sell to you all tonight. What's the Lekech's response? He didn't say it. Who's right? Rabbi says, Rabbi Shulay, Be'er Medvar. So it sounds open and shut. It sounds like the Ran is right. It sounds like Yeshua Marei. How can anybody argue with the Ran of Yeshua? So there is a very, very famous Kash of the Rashba. It's a very, very famous Kash of the Rashba. Rosh asks, and everyone got to this Rosh already. He says, I don't understand. Is it Dina Dvarm Shalmei Dina Dvarm? The Gemara says, quotes the Gemara, the first break one said is Nozir. But it's not a Berkama de Nozir. I'm a Hei Hariz and Nozir. The Kimon of Bishoyah Nozir Eber the Fad, Rav Gola Parash, Abba Dvarm Shalmei Dina Dvarm. He says, first of all, the Pei Shikmar Nozir at that base. Who healed her? Nozir at that base. Okay, who healed her in conditions of Hei? So you may notice some condition of hay if you don't know from those of that days. But the Rosh Kulim knows there, so he quoted from them. The Gemara says as follows. A guy decides he wants to be a Nozer. Very nice. He wants to be a Nozer. Not enough simply to think he wants to be a Nozer. You have to be made to this fossil. All the Dharam and Shmuz require Biti Bismasayim. So you have to be made to the double of the pet. The guy says, I already know. I'm going to try to know. But he didn't quite say anything else. He says, hey, I will be. So he said, I will be. Three dots. I will be. I will be what? What are you going to be? Somebody says as follows. If it's clear from context what the person meant, namely, there's a nozer standing in front of him. So he sees a guy there with long hair, and he sees a guy in front of him beating up Plishtim with long hair and not drinking. Why? There's the guy. He's my guy. He says, oh, hey. Says, I raised the nose here. If a guy says, stop with the belt there on the hay, that's no good. But if he says, with the nose in front of him, but then a hay been nose or any nose. How do you understand that, didn't? So the Gemara says, based on the following. The first mission, Nazir tells us, Yodos, Naziris, Kinaziris. In Hilchos de Zeiros and Hilchos de Daran, for that matter also, there is a din that you have to be made to prepare, but you don't have to finish the entire statement. A yad is a handle. But I hold the handle of a pot. I'm not holding the pot itself. I'm only holding the handle, but the whole pot schmucks along with the holding of the handle. That's what happens in Hilchos de Zeiros, Hilchos de Daran as well. As long as you started the ball rolling, you started the washer, so then the rest schmucks along as well. The Gemara just has the machlokes whether what if I started the washer and it wasn't nuchach from what I started, even where I'm ending. So that's what it's about in Rabbi Yadayim Sheinu Mechichas. I mean, that Rabbi Yadayim nothing. But everybody agrees if it's a Yad Mechich, if I started the ball rolling and it's clear from context what I meant, Kulam will plug you that the Nadir, the Nisi Zir is going to be Chal. So comes the Rash, and says, I understand. How can there be a deem of the others? In the end of the day, you didn't say it. In the end of the day, you didn't say the word does. You said, Harei, you said, Ahei, you didn't say the word. So thus is the Varm Shibulev. That's the Rashi's first kasha. The other kasha, the second Rashi. Maybe with Truman, the Kabbalah, then he tells about Shabbat. It's a fair sheep monkey, these are the days. You can be mafresh, you can be rush of a guy sitting here and he thinks, when mafresh Zayin, this part of the process is truma. He didn't say it, prepare his mafresh, you can be rush of a Levi, truma's chal. In fact, the Rashba, he's off this way, he says such a thing. It's one Rosh Hashanah, and those are the two bomb kashas for the Rashba. So basically, what's the Rashba? You say that the Rashba, Ella the Chol Ki Hayla Dikim Klal the Dvam Shibalev. The Chiyam meaning got to be the Rashba 100 times over. The Chiyam meaning Dvam Shibalev in the Dvarim. Hayna She'enam Dvarim Levata Mashama Vipiv. Ki Ahid Nizav and Vibaliva Tanai Shalim Shalim. I'll skip a little bit. Ava Kosha Dvam Shibalev in the Vata Maisa. On the Kainan Kinozi. How about Dvarim? Maybe you'll call the Dvarim Klal Kinyan. Nuba Zakti Rashba. Dvarim Shibalev in Dvarim means Dvarim Shibalev cannot be sites there, something which you express it in. If you said, I'm selling land, and now you want to turn around and tell me a boomite to that, what I meant is I'm only selling land because I have a permit that it's wrong. And if I end up not going, I want the land to be the sale to be bottle. You are trying to use Dvarim Shibalev to be mevatel, the Dvarim Shibalev. And you have no right to do that. You have no ability to be mavato or dovish of the pen. That's not on the radars. Over if all you're doing with Dvarim Shibalev is simply trying to create a chalais with the Dvarim Shibalev itself, vishtait, why can't you do that? Why is it no good? That's not the chal, Rabbi said. Rabbi said Dvarim Shibalev can't be used against the dovish of the pen, but to be create a chalais of the dovish of the pen, why not? To rise through, it's not in trouble. It's a state in Rashba. No, who's the Bar Plukta in the Rashba? This one, Rabbi Say. Give me two Rishayim of Bar Plukta in the Rashba, and this one is. It's a trick question.
Ran.
Who? The one is the Ran. The one is the who?
Yes, the person.
The Yesharim. Because the Yesharim said, Bittul cannot be delayed. Impossible. Rav Shemlev in Dvar. And the Ran said, the Yeshon were right. Bittu cannot be believed. Rav Shemalai made him do it. But Bittu can't be believed. You know why? Because Shnei Dvar made a Bishus HaShol Adam. The Rashba never would have said anything like this. The Rashba wouldn't buy into this. The Rashba would never say, Nishlek the Yeshon, Nishlek the Ran. According to the Rashba, Rav Shemalai made him is the wrong sugya. You're mixing apples and oranges. I'm talking about creating a chalais, and you're talking about being mavat the chalais. But the Rashba, two very convincing arguments. What's the answer, Rabbi Say? Either the argument's convincing. What would the Ran the Yesharim say? Who thought this kasha? Nobody thought this kasha. All the guys. Nobody thought this kasha. Nobody. You read a Rashba in Kiddushin. You read a Ran in Pesachim, and you realize that the Ran and the Rashba disagree. So how would the other Yesharim, the Ran and the Yesharim address these two concerns in the Rashba? What's the answer? Osh, what's the answer? Come on!
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that the Bito is trying to, in fact, go against what he's been doing this entire rest of the year with Chametz being mutter to him.
Oh, so that's an interesting idea. I was thinking about that for a little bit. That is Bito also a stira? I'm not sure. Bito, you're right. Bito is not quite in sync with the fact that he's been using Chametz all year, but I'm not sure I would call that. It's not quite on par with the Rashba. The Rashba, I'm telling you, I'm selling you the field, but in the back of my mind, I have some kind of hidden agenda. I'm not sure. I was toying with that idea. I'm not sure that that's correct. I don't know.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Do you mind repeating the Truma case again? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, the case of Truma is simply, I have a produce, and this is all I do. If you read my mind, you would say, how is that Truma? And the Gemara says, that's okay. You could be Mafish Truma Mach Shavu. I'm not sure. Maybe. No, but how's that going to change here? I want to know. We're talking about a level of the rice. I want to know, can I pull off this stunt to be mafkir something? The Ran says the Yeshua 100% right. You can't be mafkir, believe. Except for the fact that his healthcare is different, man is not his healthcare, man is healthcare. Quit the Rashi, the Kasha was the Kasha. Be straight in the passion, the Sukkot Dvam Shem Lev Yerim Dvarim, that you can't be, can't create Chalaisim, the Lev. The Rashi, but two convincing guys, right. One from Naz, one from Juma. What's the answer? I said, come on.
The mitzvah on the gavur, mitzvah on the chefza.
Meaning, maybe
Rashba seems to be saying more on the person.
It's simple. We don't need the tires. It's impossible. How do you know that yodus works? Yodus is only chemisha tire. The tire says the vatidish v'sayim. How does yodus work? It's exeris a koso that you need bitish v'sayim. How does yodus work? You know what the answer is? Look what's a pasuk the other side. There's a kosov. Lindo nebbi knows the rabbis yadis. Yadis is the varm shibulay. It's a chinesha Torah that this kind of varm shibulay is called people. Because I did say something. I did not. I said a hey. Now a hey is not per se a complete people. That's right. I need a chinesha Torah to say that the word a hey, three dots, means as if I said the word a hey, knows it. You can't just get cast from Yodis. How can you bring a rabbi from Yodis to other areas of Allah? Yodis is a quirk in Hilchos Nedarim that a beginning of a Dibur is Dino Kesoy Dibur. And who would deny that you can bring a rabbi from Truma? How do you know that you can be Mafish Truma or Makshava? What's the answer? The next one comes to Basel, the book was a positive for it. How in the world can you extrapolate from Truma to other areas of Allah? What does that impact Kihuzet? Any other parashim, Chesh Mishpat? So when the Rashba learns from Truman and Nazira that these are the rules, and these are setting into motion the application of these rules, the other Mishpat, the Rabbi Hashem would say, these are the exceptions to the rules. These are the cases that Tavka don't work. These are the Yetzim in a cloud. The general rule is, don't you want to get them tomorrow? So you might say, we're back to square one. What we've saved around, we've salvaged them. So we're good to go, Rabbi Sim. We have the Ran's beer that although regular Hefka Taka would not work the lave, here it would work the lave, and therefore there's a concern out here of Varm Shibale, I'm sorry, there's a concern of Shalom, about the Varm Shalom, and now we understand why Midi Rabbana and we require the Kis Chavetz, but it was just not safe enough on the level of their eyes. So everything's Gavalik, everything's Meridik. Truth to be told, according to the Rashba, everything's also murder. It's even more murder than according to the Ran. Because according to the Rashba, should Bittu work belay? What's the answer? What should that take be? If you ask the Rashba, pull the Rashba in the corner, down in Barcelona, and you're asking the Rashba, tell me the Halig Yimadera Ben Shalom Ben Adaris, can you be Vato Chomet belay? What would the answer be? Of course, why not? So you'd ask the Rashba, I, from Shalom Ben Adaris, what the Rashba would say? I am what I wrote, a condition of death. That's what I'm sure we'll live in tomorrow. Because you're just trying to create a chalais, and that's not lawful what you said to be for. So everything's up and coming, every show. We can deal with it. We don't even know they are, so we're not going to spend too much time defending them. But the Ram's good, because Dvarim Shemalei Meinim Dvarim is a concern, but this overrides the concern because of the special bit of energy which is for other. According to the Rashi, it was never a concern in the first place, because you can always be do these kinds of things, the label, don't worry about it. Everything's hunky-dory, everything's great. Vittul Chometz works Balev, and therefore there's a concern of Shem Levad Balev Shalom, and therefore Chazal instituted Tikkus Chometz. And this Gaval, the Benefi Aram, the Benefi Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Once we establish that Davar Shebalev can't be Soser, Davar Shebapek, can Davar Shebalev be Soser, another Davar Shebalev? Meaning, if we said we're going to have a bad Bittul, can then you, if you have a Bittul and you get rid of the Chometz, can then another Davar Shebalev undo that?
You're really way ahead of us in Mount Clemens. I don't know if we'll make it to that today. That's a good cash. We've got to hold on to that. Gotta wait a little bit. Okay, hang in. Yeah.
Why does the Ron need you to say it in any capacity? Why does he need you to say it to yourself when you can't hear it?
What does the Ron need to say to the Ron of the Yeshomer? Which one?
The Ron.
But he's quoting the Yeshomer. According to the Yeshomer, you still have to say it because those Yeshomer hold that the Ram Shemalev is a concern. They disagree with the Rashba. You see, the Raya's from those are true, but not good Raya's. And the Yeshomer don't buy into the Shneksum of Von Kiechad, meaning that that's not going to minimize the standards of a Hefka. So you need a real bona fide Hefka.
But why don't you hear it?
Why do you have to hear it? I don't know why you ever have to hear it. Having to hear things is like you have to say Krishna loud enough that you can hear it. But in fact, you need a moment as much as you have to hear it.
General rule, or
yeah, I think all the time. I don't think that is. Rabbi said, we're not going to let the Rishonim get away with this yet. I'm still stuck on this Nakuda, Rabbi said. I'm sorry, 2 days in the Shiva, I'm still stuck on this Nakuda. I want to know, can Mevato Chomet believe or not? I heard Dvarim Shemalei and Dvarim Mishum. I heard the Rashba. I heard the Ron. I'm still not done. I have another reason that maybe you cannot be Mevatel Chometz Balev. I still have another reason why. But I'll tell you what. Even according to the Rashi, who's the last one under the sun to apply to Ram Shemayim and Devarim, I have reason to believe that you can't be Mevatel Balev. And I don't want to have that reason. I don't want to go down the route, because if I go down that route, then I'm just undermining the reason for B'dikas Chometz. But I have to be honest, and I say intellectually honest, I'm going to try to sell you the following. You cannot be Mevatel Chometz Balev. And I'll tell you why. Even according to Rashi. If Bittul is Hefker, in any shape or form, if Bittul is Hefker, I can't be Mevatel Balev. You know why I can't be Mafkin Balev, everybody say? Not because Dvarim Shemalei and Dvarim. I'm a Rashba man. That doesn't bother me. I have a whole other reason why you can't be Mafkin Balev. Anyone know why? For those old timers, anyone remember Rambam Hilchos Nedarim Perek Beis?
It's a
The Rambam has a startling statement in Perek Beis Hilchos Nedarim. It's the first, but hopefully not the last time we'll hear this Rambam from us this year, everybody say? The Rambam writes all the dinim of Hefker in the most bizarre place. If you were writing a Rambam, where would you write? Where would you put up as Hefker? Rambam was the ultimate organizer. Where would you put up as Hefker? Which Sefer in Yudalit Yad Chazok? Which Sefer would you put the details of Hefker into?
Kenya.
Where else do they belong? Where? Nuchas Malachim? Where do they belong? Nuchas Ma'anin and Ishaf? Where do they belong? They belong in Kenya. That's where the Aruch Hashem Nishpat. Everyone knows where the Rambam put him? He gave it away already. And Sefer HaFlaw, very basic, the dark, the Rambam writes, Allah didn't have Hefker. Why? So the Rambam introduces Hefker by saying, Hefker Rambam had a Dorim. Hefker is like a neder. Just as Bayachal Devaroy, if you take a neder, you're not allowed to back out from your word, so too when you mask yourself, you can't back out from your Hefker either. And therefore, the Ram proceeds to give you all the dinim, all the details, all the protocols of Hefker, tucked away in the dark days. Now, that moshul of the Rambam is so controversial and so problematic. We have a lot of work to do. We have Ksais, we got what to talk about down the line. Actually, is talking about Le'achot Bar as being the mark of the Yisr of Me'ilah. So Rabbi Sai, what did the Rambam just say? That Hefki Aram and Hanadorim? Rabbi Sai, can you take a neder, believe? What's the answer? No. Good. I heard that all the way from the Upper West Side. Not even through Zoom. Went over the bridge. That's excitement. I'm a satira. If I say no, why can't you take a neder delayed? Do you need the din of drum shemalei for that? No, because the Torah says about the mishpasayim. There's a special din shmuas achavav. The darim and shmuas and the zeros require bitei shmasayim. They require dibur. Even the Rashba concedes to that. Even the Rashba was not a big fan of Ram Shabbat Devarim Devarim unless they say so what you said to that. Even the Rashba concedes you can't take a neder the Machshav. And therefore, according to the Rashba, you can't be mafkir the Machshav. Unless you're going to fall back on the Ran and tell me that this Hefker is different. Maybe and maybe no. But if you don't think the Ran necessarily is Hadar is correct, don't tell me that, oh, according to the Rashba, you can be Mavata Balei. What's the Shaila? Who told you that? Who brainwashed you to think that way? I, 10 minutes ago, I said, according to the Rashba, what's the Shaila? Mavata Balei. Mavata Balei. Mavata Balei. Mavata Balei. Mavata Balei. And now I'm having second thoughts. I'm not so comfortable with what I said 10 minutes ago. It could be that according to the Rashba, you can't be Mavata Balei. Because Lachti and Viti Svesayim, and the Dorim is a din prati. It's not a din klali in Cheshin Nishpa. It's a din prati in the Silchus the Dorim. You require a dibur. So I'm not comfortable yet, Rabbi. I'm still not all fair yet. Again, I must know the answer to this question. This is eating away from me. I must know, can Vittel be believed or can be fair? I have a Gemara says about the believable, but I have Rishonim says the believable is like that. So I'm searching for Shas and trying to figure out, is it appropriate to talk about bittul belay or does bittul require pet? So I started out at the sugya drum shabalay bedim devarim. So at first I thought according to the Rashba, to know brain or vav, you don't need pet. And those who disagree with the Rashba's right say, yeah, you need pet, unless the Ran comes to save the day with his shnei gvarim and shifts the world. And now I'm having second thoughts, getting cold feet, Rabbi Sai, because even according to the Rashba, I'm not so convinced that you don't need dibur. Not only the din klali of Rosh Hashanah and Devarim, that I can live without. The Rosh Hashanah didn't really believe in that klal. But I have a din prati staring in the face called the Devarim in Shavuos, and I have to rabbi on a Devarim. That's cause for concern, Rabbi, because let's not forget, the more I make a case to tell me that Bittul Hefker require Dibor, the less I'm comfortable with applying what principle, Rabbi Sai. The principle Shem Levato Belev Shalom. So the entire sugya, the entire din mit derabon of all the boss of Bekes the Chometz, which Rashi says is rooted in the Araisa. We're still in Rashi. We haven't learned anything yet this year. But so 2 days in, we haven't touched anything. We just learned one Rashi. But the entire Rashi is predicated on the Ran's Yisrael Shem Levato Belev Shalom, which is assuming that Bittul is accomplished with Machshava. And we were fairly comfortable a few minutes ago that Bittul is good for Machshava, Benefir Ran, Benefir Rashba. With only Yeshua who was sticking out, you know, and causing us trouble, so we could survive. And now we're having second thoughts, we're having cold feet. We're saying, wait a second, you can point to Rashba, go on, Pashut. Dal Mehoch, they didn't call it Rosh and Rebbe Gvar, but after they didn't prompt you of Levati Mishmasar. Me'idach Gisa, Rabbi Sayin. I want to be fair to all sides. I want to present you a reason that I think Bittul will work for Machshava. I'll tell you what. The Gemara tells us that there's an exception to the rule of Dvar Mishav Lev Eino Dvar. Anyone know what the exception to the rule is? When does Dvar Mishav Lev Eino Dvar break down? but it's Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam. What if it is so obviously clear as day what a person's intentions are? If that is the case, it is clear as day what the Kavanas Adam is, then guess what? That's called Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam and Havim Dvarim. That's the Gemara of Basra. Many, many sages in Shas bear out that idea. There's a condition about Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam. Could we argue that Bittul Chometz has entered into the category of Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam? You know why? It is clear as day that this guy wants to be mafkir his chometz, even though he didn't even open his mouth. You know why? What Torah observant Jew wants to be in violation by Rabbi Motzer? As I state the Machan Ephraim, that even if you hold Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev, even if you don't buy into the Rashi, even if you hold it across the board, Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev like the Yeshayim, it'll still work by Bittul Chometz. You know why? Because Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam, Dvarim Shebalibo Uvalev Kol Adam. It's a universal Dvarim Shebalibo, and that's for sure works. So Rabbi said, in case we haven't confused you yet, what we've seen here developing is this idea that Bittul Chometz is b'machshava is a very complex question. There is not an absolute answer to this question. There are a lot of factors you have to weigh in before you can possibly correctly whether Bittul Chometz requires dibur or not. You have to analyze it. Is the Rashba right? Is the Rashba not right? The right is back and forth. You have to analyze it. Is there something that's trumping it because of a special din that's not really hefty or anything, because then it's just wrong. The Rashba is wrong. Maybe the Kisa, and you have a smart to think that, wait a second, is there a din in Dharm Shimon? Is there a din to beat this Messiah playing out? Maybe the Kisa, there's no such special din, and you're going down the regular roots of Dharm Shimon. Maybe this is different because of Dharm Shimon Lev Kolon. We got a lot of hands here. We ran out of hands. We have a lot of things that mixed into this chore to answer this question. Does Chometz require Machshava, or does Bittul Chometz require Dibur? And why is that so critical? Because if it requires Dibur, then there's no concern of Shemalei about the Lev Shor. If it requires Machshava, then there's a real concern. So the Ran is holding on for dear life, but far be it from being Muslim.
Maybe. Really doesn't hold like the Rambam's opinion that it's like a netter. He quotes for Yossi, who holds that it doesn't even take effect until someone else accepts it.
Right, so it's pretty clear that Rabbi Yossi doesn't buy into the Rambam's position. The Rambam is not passing Rabbi Yossi, don't really pass into Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam is just showing you that within the house of Rabbi Yossi also observed Pesach. So what happened in his house at Pesach? So obviously he also did the Bittul. He read the same Bittul Chometz that I read. But how did that work? So the Rambam is just trying to cover himself on all bases. He's not really saying the Bittul. Yeah, I'm sorry for that question. Yeah. What a question? Barak, yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
Thank you, Rabbi. Is it though with the answer to Menachem Ephraim, is it possible that at least if we're trying to use it to save the Ron, he's guilty of overkill a little bit? So if it's mamish like Dibor, then we've kind of, you know, we've ruined
100%. The Ron didn't buy into his Menachem Ephraim because the Ron had to bend over backwards to invoke in the Shulchan Shalom. You're right. Point to Menachem Ephraim, we don't need that. Right, 100%. 1,000% correct. So Rabbi saying, but all the dust settles, and we've seen that Stam Lakan Lakan, we're still going to hold on to the Ran for dear life, because the Ran is the Ran. The Ran told us that based on the regular rules of Dvarim Shebalev, Taka, Bittul Chometz should require Dibur, but Baruch Hashem Adonai, Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore Bittul Chometz is sufficient. And therefore, it's a concern, Shemalev Adonai Shalom, and therefore Chazal Mesakein, everything's great. Everyone's got all the beer for us. He's got a cap.
Yeah, one quick question about that. Just when you're looking at Ron, his father, that he's allowed to basically say, or he says, Shnei Dvarim that are in the resource of an Adam. Why does that then prove that in this case with Bittul, you're allowed to, that it doesn't require a Dibor? Why does that?
Well, that was the whole breakthrough with Ron, that the standards for this Bittul are so significantly lower because it really is Bittul. It really is Hefker.
Okay.
It's fundamentally Hefker, and the goal is I just have to sign off with that Hefker. So signing off with a pre-existing Hefker doesn't require Dibur. So everybody's got the therefore the punchline, the grandiose, fine grand finale of the Ran is therefore Chazal Misaki Bidikis Chometz. I have a cash in the Ran. Who's got a cash in the Ran? I'm standing in Erev Pesach now. Okay, Erev Pesach. And get the whole family gathered together for our annual ritual of the Bedigas Chometz. We got the flashlights together, probably half of them don't have batteries in them, like same ones didn't have batteries last year. And we're all standing there, we get the lights off, we think it's time to sing happy birthday, but our case is also not clear why we're turning off the lights. It wouldn't make sense to check the lights on so you can actually find something. But it's another question. Okay, no, no question. So we're all getting ready for the Bedigas Chometz, and somebody, one of my kids asked me, oh, how long is this going to take? I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, I don't know, a couple of hours. What? If I'm supposed to from Korea, what? Isn't Bedigas Chometz just kind of walk around collecting pieces of bread up on the old style Bedigas Chometz? No. All the boss said, Bedigas Chometz is not in the air. Biskirov took the entire night, they said. Unless a shot at the Bedigas Chometz. And the Biskirov's house was not as quite as big as mine. This chometz is a long ordeal, and it's only midirabbanan because the ice is literally on the sagi, and according to the rants, only because of this concern of shem levat lech shalom. Isn't there a much easier way to get around shem levat lech shalom? Who's got a significantly better way to get around it?
Institute that everyone should be mazal to pay.
Yeah, is that easier? Doesn't that make so much more sense? That it's so much easier. I have nothing else to do in Erev Pesach. I got the late comers who haven't sold their chometz yet. They're drained, they're not going to do it. I got the people who, I'm not going to make late summers, but you know, the people who went other places, not even around anymore, they left there, they're packing up the bags, they're in the suitcase, they're ready on the plane. Everyone's busy Erev Pesach. Why don't I spend 5 hours waiting for my time to be a chometz? Shemuel about like Sheldon. Chazal should have said, just say Kol Chamiru. It should say in the Maaser, Chayv Adam Moim, just say it. Let Chazal be misaking to say it. And if we'll say it, what's going to happen if we say it, Rabbi Yisrael? If we say it, even if what? Even if I heart to heart, I don't really what? I don't really mean it. But it doesn't matter, I said it. And once I said it, we don't really care what's going on in my heart. Who's going to steal the following rule? No. Devarim Shalom. Shemuel Beinam Dorim. And this will meet the test of Devarim Shalom, even according to who? Even according to who? Even according to who? The Rosh. Because here, I said it. And now, even if Klepi Shemayim Galia didn't really mean it, why don't we just hide behind the Rosh Hashanah and Devarim? Because then the Machshavah is the vatal of the Dibur, which doesn't work. So if the Dibur was, I said, Kafa Diara, even if my heart and soul, I really want that pizza, it doesn't matter, but I said it. And Rosh Hashanah and Devarim. So wasn't that an easy attack on him? Can't that save me hours under the bed with a flashlight and banging my head? What's wrong with that? Why did Chazal think that one? Nobody thought of that.
It's not the issue with that guy. Negative kavana, like the sphere, like that.
No. Such a simple balabat shigashi. Yes, there are. In Klaraska, I'm really worried about Shirley Balabat Shalom. Such an easy solution. Do you have any ideas?
What's your main parents?
What's your main parents?
To remind you.
Yeah, that's a whole nother world, Rabbi. But that's not in the world of Iran. Yeah, that's another world. The Batinur is a new world. I'm still in Iran. The Iran never heard of Rabbi Peretz, never heard of the Batinur. The Iran before Batinur.
I mean, there's still just an Isra Achios Chametz.
No, but the Iran's not going to Shem Yavali Yachro. That's next year. Next year is Taisus. Taisus will have their time. As they're turning the sun, they'll have their time. Taisus, well, you will hear the word Shem Yavali Yachro out of me. Don't worry about it. You may hear it about 10,000 times, but the Ran has not yet said it. The Ran's concern was Shemuel about the Lev Shalom. So the Ran had to prove to you that Bittul Chometz is B'nach Shalom, and he had a lot of trouble proving it. We had Rashbaz, and we had Rav Shmuelayz, we had Rambam, we got stuff going in all directions here. But we're going to be Mavatel, no pun intended, Mavatel that payment to Hilgadas Aran, because the Ran is a Zohar, not the Ran. So I don't think we're doing it, but simple solution.
Yes. You think you say that we said it like in Shabbos night that it doesn't have to seem like exact the one you say.
But who cares what the Quran is? Don't you mind the Quran? Take out that mask and take Kol chamir of a chamir. All leaven in man with reshushes, we spoke about this yesterday, is like the dust of the earth. Like dust in the wind. All we are, yeah.
The whole concern
is I don't even appreciate the jokes. I live in the 1960s. This all come on, you don't know.
This is the whole concern. Are you
going to
find
the Gluski Alpha? Find the Gluski Alpha? Who's that the other way around? That was the concern. To do Vika, not to Bittel. I want to know. I want to do Bittel. I'll do Bittel in the best way possible. I'll find the Gluski Alpha. Big deal. You want to tell me, should be over the Alpha? The uranium tasers? So they got to come back next week.
If you say it, but if you have a deep word of a bittel, can't you just go around and just say, I don't want it, like, I want my bittel to be no good now? Can't you just do the deeper both?
You get all part of the new ring. You get all part of the new ring. Everyone has written part of the new one. You guys are in Italy, part of the new is in Italy.
Use the use of the Rashba, because in order to not just have it but deeper, but to use it a mindset in order that it supports. It supports that.
No, you guys are making it worse, though. The Russians are making it worse. Make the kasha stronger. Right. I know it's a great kasha. Nobody knows this kasha. You guys have been around for how many years? How old are you guys? 20? 21? 22?
Maybe.
65? I don't know. 55? Whatever old you are. You've been doing bittul chametz for years and years and years, and you never thought of doing bedika for years and years. You never thought of this kasha. There it is. You've never been doing bedika. Every year, I'm on my under the bed for 3.5 hours. So I think I get my kids to help me. The old years, before my kids were little, it was a very warm ordeal. I get older, I get lazier. Every year, I get them more room. Every year, I put more and more room. As more of my kids become older, they become gadol. We'll see later, katanim to be believed, katanim of age. So I get, every year, the kids wonder, how come I'm taking less and less room? I'm getting tired, I'm getting older. Yeah. No,
Rabbi.
Yeah. Rabbi.
Maybe the Ron's kiddush that it's already hefker, and to speak to is a kiddush. They need to make it more than just usual hefker, but even more than that. Maybe that's an idea of motivation. So, like the idea of having in your heart is an actual kiddush of the mitzvah of the
shpitu. Okay. We're starting the ball rolling. You started, and stop you dead in the track before you get out of balance. You're starting in the right place. So if I say, I want everyone to think about this kasher from Shabbos. You want to know what to think about a chesh elul? Here's what you got to think about. Come on. You think elul is just for being chesh b'tshuva? It's also a Talmud Torah is not chesh b'tshuva. Come on, you got to think of this kasher. You got to come up with something good. You come back Sunday morning, something good. So now we'll add a little bit of a machshav, a little bit of chumash. Okay? So the new Talmidim, just know that the minute generally is that Thursday, week.